I've been joined by the head boy at Preston Lodge High School, Jamie Halverson. Hi, Jamie. Now, funnily enough, when we were trying to get a hold of you, we found you'd left the building. But apparently the school tweeted you.
Yes, it did. Yeah, Mr. Kelly tweeted me to get me back.
And so, and you've come back. So, yeah. A great way to communicate with pupils.
Yeah.
Jamie, I know we chatted to you earlier today about your work with the Neil Takes on Science site. And all that was very interesting. But we found out that there's a theme in Twitter started up called hashtag Pupil Friday.
Yes.
And I understand you're behind that. Can you tell us what Pupil Friday is about, why you started it, and what you think the impact of it might be?
Yeah, it's about trying to get the pupils' perspective back to schools, like seeing if they're enjoying a class, and particularly why they're enjoying it, like what kind of teaching styles they prefer.
Mm-hmm.
We use it as a way to kind of gain feedback, as well as encouraging the pupils to share their own voice. Like, a big thing that the school stands for is the pupil's voice and how do we promote it. And it kind of came across with the stuff that we're doing with the websites that was going to be an effective way to promote the pupil voice. Mm-hmm. That we have separate, obviously the school has Twitter accounts and stuff, but we have a separate pupils account,
mm-hmm.
which all the ideas from Pupil Friday are then put onto that account so people can see them,
mm-hmm.
and we can get feedback on it. The Pupil Friday idea kind of came from the original when we started Neil Takes on Science, and then mm-hmm. that started to grow and went into the Plumanities, which is the Humanities Department's websites.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of came to the idea that we should start this. Well, it was Copy and Pedagoo Friday,
yes.
really. And we thought if teachers can do it, we could
mm-hmm.
do it and could have the same effect. And recently we put out the survey to try and see how pupils respond to school and to teachers, what their subjects are, and if they actually enjoy it, and what teachers and pupils could do to make them enjoy school more.
Mm-hmm.
And Pupil Friday works alongside that.
Enjoy school more or
get more of it.
Or get more out of it.
It's both of, you're going to get more of it, you need to enjoy it.
Okay.
Really, so we want to see what the ups and downs for certain pupils are, so we can kind of tackle them and see if they'll enjoy it, and then therefore mm-hmm. get more out of the school as a whole.
So is that the idea of impact as well? Is the purpose of it to try and ensure that you're part of a continued improvement agenda?
Yeah, pretty much. We want to make sure that all pupils benefit from the system as much as possible. Like, there's ideas about the constant testing and things that people mm-hmm. don't agree with. And pupils maybe don't want to share that out loud, but they'll do it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be more abrupt in the things on Twitter. They will say what they won't say in person.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought they'll say it about school
mm-hmm.
and see what it is. We don't encourage them to say good things. We don't say, just say the positives. We do say that all the posters, yeah, just be honest with us.
Positively critical.
What is the goods and bads that mm-hmm. we can then work on.
Okay. What's been the response to the hashtag so far? What are you finding?
It's immense. It's mainly the older pupils, the seniors,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting to realise that they're starting to comment on certain subjects and certain classes, so they'll actually comment on teachers as themselves and how they teach and try and encourage other teachers to do mm-hmm. the same. And all the teachers that have Twitter, they see it and they respond well to it. No one seems to abuse it or anything. If mm-hmm. everyone, we've done it on the basis that we trust you to do it, it's mm-hmm. going to be publicised, we trust you to do this, and all the pupils have done it. And they've done it respectively as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to have a positive.
Who's listening to it? How is it helping inform change or affecting change?
That's one that we've just started to work on. We're trying to build the publicity up of it. And that's something that we're doing today with the posters and things. Mm-hmm. They've been up for a while. But now we've built it up, it's the thing with the surveys and things. We take mm-hmm. all the information in that people have said and kind of collate it and give a feedback back to the school. We're doing a talk.
So it's not just about your school, is it?
No.
It's about schools in general.
Yeah, schools in general.
Scotland
yeah.
and beyond.
Yeah. Other schools take it on board. Stirling took it on board the day after, mm-hmm. on the Saturday, saw that it had a positive effect and decided to promote it. And it's kind of grown and grown. There's a school up north, Orkney, I can't remember the name of it, but they do it, and they do it on a big scale as well. They get all the post-its. They have a wall. It's a modern studies teacher. and it says Pupil Freddy up the top, and pupils will put the poster up so then he can tweet them if he can tweet it if they don't have Twitter themselves or aren't comfortable saying it on Twitter. So it seems to have a slow effect, but it's an immense one. It's so positive around all schools.
Great stuff. Well, it sounds a tremendous idea. I'm going to follow that and just with great interest to see how it kind of continues.
You're obviously in sixth year, so you'd have a reasonable amount of studying to do, or? So how are you finding a balance between all these responsibilities as head boy and also ensuring that you get the qualifications that you want to move on? Is it a struggle, or are you enjoying it?
I don't know.
It's
more of the driven aspect. I mean, it's not the fact of speaking to a teacher, and it's the way I stay awake because I don't sleep and don't have caffeine, I'm just always alert kind of thing he says, but it's not like that. I still have the balance, but maybe some people would agree it's offset on that side of things, but I enjoy it. So I'm really driven by trying to get the pupil's voice out there and try to, not like, we started in like, Intuedu, which was the basis behind Neil Takes on Science, and Intunomics and Alpha Physics. And that's grown into the humanities, and it's an area where all pupils can come together and talk about education, what they enjoy about it, etc., what we've just been saying. And what we stayed, what we want to do is change the way we learn. And that's the thing that a group of pupils are trying to do. Because in some aspects we don't agree with the way that things are done or taught, and we just want to see a difference, we want to see another aspect of it. So I'm driven by that, to see if we can actually change certain parts.
Make
of
a difference.
It. Yeah.
Yes. And truly have an influence.
Yeah, that's the thing. Listen, when I said when we had the interviews for Head Boy, that was the main thing that came up. It's like, what do you want to be remembered as? And it's the person that helped change the way that we learn in the school environment. So we start here and see what we can do out with.
You're doing it in a very positive way.
Yeah.
Have you experienced some frustrations in all your years of education?
From my side,
feeling that, do you feel that people have had high aspirations for you, or do you feel you've always just been complying to what teachers are?
Yeah, I think you set the targets, and you do an end of year exam, you do your prelims, you do your NABs, and that seems to be it. There's nothing beyond that, so you don't develop your learning anymore. So it's a way that we can almost break the barrier of just sit the exam, get your A and that's it, and go to uni or go to college with your and get your degree. That's how you develop their learning so you can change that person. Kind of thing. Because obviously the school has an impact on the outside community and society and things. So if you can teach people to develop their own personal way and their own belief, then it might have another positive effect. That's all out with the school idea.
Okay. Jamie, listen, thanks very much for looking at your Twitter account and being able to come back and accommodate us at such quick notice, at such short notice.
Yes, thank you.
And listen, all good luck with the remainder of your studies in sixth year, and thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Yes, all good. Thank you.
Thank you.